starting to feel the sleepiness. It's almost here. So I finished my last swim course of the summer. If you guys remember, I started with a swim fit course. I did a swim fit course in the June, July, and I signed up for another one for July, August, and then they canceled the one I wanted to do, and then I had to switch and go to another pool, and then I hated that pool because the place up there kind of smelled bad. Just the area just smells stink, and the showers were really cold, and it was outdoors, and then I had birds flying over my head, and I was like, no. And so then I switched to an Adult Swim 3 and did an Adult Swim 3 along the subway line. And it was nice. You know what? I'm so glad that I met this class, and I hope that we get into classes again together. That would be really nice. They were all really nice, all really sweet people. I really enjoyed working with them. The teachers were good. I will say it was a little bit frustrating having pretty much a new teacher every single class. It was like the case of the traveling teachers. Like, all the time the teacher was brand new. And it's like nobody decided, hey, let me just take some notes as to what I taught last class, so that way the next instructor isn't like trying to teach from scratch. It was a bit of a challenge. And I'm this tempted to email in, and this time I don't have to email the Parks and Recreation team email. I kind of know some of the hierarchy at the facility I'm at, so I might just email them and be like, look, if you can't find one instructor for the course, it might just be worth it to cancel. Because there were a lot of things that we revisited several times, and there were other things that weren't revisited at all. And today was supposed to be our testing day. And there were some things that were on the test that we just didn't know because we weren't taught those things, you know? And so that was interesting. So we had our class, we had the test, we did the best we could. I'm definitely gonna have to study the whip kick more. Like, I can kind of do the whip kick when I'm doing like an elementary backstroke or the breaststroke. I can do the whip kick, but doing a whip kick by itself on my back, impossible. Can't do it. So I can, but I just get a lot of water in my nose and I don't really glide so well between strokes. So that's going to be something I start to practice at leisure swim, just lying on my back, maybe having my arms in the streamlined position, kind of like this, and then just doing the whip kick, just so I'm practicing and just so I can get better. And then eventually, once I get my balance, probably cross my arms over my chest and then continue doing the whip kick. You know, got a lot of water in my nose because of that move today, but that's okay. We're going to keep practicing it. The teacher today, I don't want to say too much on him, but I don't know if he seems like he's probably really new to the facility. At first he didn't know where the attendance sheets were, and I had to help him find it. Well, I didn't have to help him, but I decided to help him find it because I wanted to start quickly. And then at the end of the class, he didn't know where our report cards were. And maybe the teacher who was there before didn't write them up for him. I don't know. I don't know if he couldn't find them or they just weren't there. And so then he was like, okay, hold on, I'll go and write you up some report cards. To be honest, I didn't take my report card because I was like, you've only seen us this last class. You haven't seen us the majority of the time. And there was one teacher that had us for like maybe four of the... How many classes did we do? Probably about 12 to 16 classes. She had us for like a good four of those classes. And so I thought she was going to be the one to write the report card. But I don't know. But yeah, it was a whole mess. And then, so he's there trying to write out report cards for all of us because he can't find the report cards that are supposed to be there. And this lady, I'm assuming she's Slav based off her accent, she walks up. Now, mind you, while we were doing the class, the guy who was teaching us ended up asking us what time our class ended. And I'm thinking, you're teaching us and you don't know what time the class ends. So we told him the class ends 8 o'clock. He then confidently tells our class that lane swim starts 8:15. I said, 8:15? I'm sure he was tired of me, because every single time he was trying to teach us something and showed us something, I kept saying, I have never seen it taught like that before. I have never seen it taught like that before. And then he said that lane swim starts 8:15. I was like, 8:15? I almost said something, and I said, no, don't say it, girl. Close your mouth. Because I know that our class ends 8 o'clock, and lane swim is supposed to start probably at 8 o'clock. But I said, I ain't Bennett. My name's Bennett. I ain't in it. So then it turned out to be 8 o'clock, the time when lane swim's supposed to start. Then that Slavic lady comes up, and she starts complaining. Oh, I need to go and swim, and I need to get in the pool, and lane swim's supposed to start, and this is late, and da-da-da-da-da. And he's trying to explain to her that they're understaffed. Mind you, there's supposed to be 3 classes being tested today. For not the first time during this session, there were only 2 instructors for 3 classes, so they had to merge 2 of the classes together. Of course, one of them was mine. And then, and so essentially he and her start arguing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. She's arguing that this is late. She deserves to be in the pool right now. Everything's already set up. Why can't she go in? He's like, look, we're understaffed. I have to handle the report cards. You have to wait. Go, please go back to the change room and come back later. And she's standing her ground, and the two of them are going back and forth, 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 arguing, arguing, arguing. I thought about getting involved, and I thought to myself, this dude looks like he could possibly play right or left hand for a basketball team. And she is 4 foot at most. I said, look, he can handle it himself. There's an expression in my parents' culture, you know, cockroach, no business in a pile fight, you know? And I sat there, I said, let the white people duke it out. Let me not get involved in this, man. So, let me not get involved in this mess. Let me not get involved. But yeah, so eventually she just kept screaming and carrying on in his face that finally the other lifeguard said, look, I'll go sit up there, you go inside the pool. And so she let her in, and so she finally shut up and went in the pool. Honestly, we need to pay lifeguards more, because they are not getting paid enough. Because, like, what do you mean somebody's going to come and get in your face and cuss you out? And even when you're trying to explain to them the reason why things are delayed, that you're understaffed, that... you know, you have other things that kind of need to be wrapped up right now. And she's like, no, insisting that she must get her way. I'm sitting there thinking, some of you were truly raised by orangutans, by hyenas, by the wildebeest, some species that is subhuman. Because I'm just, I trust me, I've been angry, and I have been known to write a little angry email and write it in the nicest way possible. But I have never screamed in somebody's face because something was late. I don't know. Maybe I'm on CPT a bit, but like for me, if something's less than like 15 minutes late, I am not making a big stink. At that point, we were only like about 5 minutes late for the lane swim, and she was, you would have thought it was the start of World War II. It was just insane. Wow. I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna do with people like that.